And here we are again with another podcast that we are presenting to you. So thank you for listening as always. So here we are with the AAA Physical Therapy, sharing this podcast regarding collaboration mindset for health and wellness. And for this specific program, I'm excited with all of our guests. But today, for me personally, it's super special because we have Coach Deering here from Howard Community College for basketball. And we got Coach Zumeri for a football coach or soccer coach,
yep.
at Long Reach High School. And so Coach D and Coach Gay for our guests today. And again, we're excited to have this program. But before we go ahead and continue, again, thank you for being here today.
Well, absolutely. It's our pleasure. Absolutely.
All right, great. So, Coach D, let's go with the home team here for basketball. Care to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Coach Joel Deering. This is my second year here at Howard. I've been coaching basketball going on 27 years now. I've done 25 in junior college and 2 in high school where I was part of a state championship team. And I'm very happy to be here with you today, with both of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Now, Coach K.
Yes. My name is Kudzai Zumeri. I'm Coach K for short. I have been coaching soccer for about 4 years now through the ranks of Howard County, between Thunder Soccer Club, which is based in Columbia, and Long Reach High School. I've been bouncing back and forth. I'm also a program director for Thunder Soccer Club, as well as an accredited licensed coach through the United States Soccer Federation.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for all that introduction and all the years of experience that you guys have. So let's go dig into the questions we have here. Right now, I think we are gaining more traction that athletes are not just physical bodies. And that's why I'll begin with this first question is that how do you approach your student athletes not only from a physical point of view, but mentally, social, emotionally, and even spiritually?
Should I take this one?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, as I tell my young men and their families, that my goal is to have them go and use this experience here at Howard Community College as a foundation for their future. College is a wonderful thing. I have a degree from a community college, so I know exactly what a community college can do to help get you in the positions for success. And that's what I tell them, is that you live today to be better than yesterday. There are wonderful things, especially at this institution, that can help a young man or a young woman to be able to deal with stress, to be able to do with anxiety, especially when it comes down to doing their classwork. And there's a lot of other social things that happen here that allows a student to get out of that student box. You know, because a lot of people, when they think about college, think it's classroom and lecture and stuff like that. And for me, I want them to feel the whole aspect of college. Now, yes, when it comes down to basketball, I want them to be able to play. I want them to be able to do the things they need to do to be successful on the court. But for me, that's only a small part compared to what needs to be done. Now, you're saying spiritually? Well, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
But I don't judge people on what their thoughts are. There's some people who know God, or some people who don't know God. As long as they understand that their purpose here is to do something productive, not just for themselves, but for others, they can believe what they want. And that's fine. And that's how we deal with the spirituality of my program.
Thank you. Coach K?
So, in retrospect to what you said, I don't necessarily deal with college-age kids. I deal with more so youth, the ages between 10 to 12, and then respectively high school-age kids. Generally, what I like to tell my kids is as soon as they get onto the soccer field, it's their time for them to just release all the energy, all the stress that they've endured based off whatever's happened throughout the day or throughout the weekend or in the past. It should be an avenue for them to learn, for them to grow, and for them to actually just expand and just make sure that whenever they're in the environment of, you know, sports or athletics, no matter if it's soccer or basketball, they're at a point where they just need to be able to be comfortable within themselves to go forward. Typically, before every practice, I like to get a sense of where everybody is. So generally, I have a conversation with them, see, hey, how are you guys feeling today? Is there any stress that's been bothering you all day? This should be a time for you guys to forget all that. worry about the stuff, everything else, and just focus on what we're trying to do in the aspects of soccer.
And what Coach K, and let me add to that the same thing. It's important for any coach, if they're going to be successful, to know each individual, because each individual is different. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's somebody who you may have to yell at in a certain way, and maybe somebody who you can't yell at all. But you have to blend it all together. I say it's like putting a soup together with different ingredients to make that soup what you want it to be. And then what you do is you stir it up, and hopefully it works when you use it.
So identifying what buttons to push in order to go ahead and yield the results that you want. And just like going back to what you said of making them be better, not only obviously from an athletic point of view, but in life generally.
Absolutely, exactly.
And so just beginning with Coach K, okay, so you work with the younger kids, mm-hmm. and like what you said, being more comfortable about themselves, because this is where they're trying to learn more on who they are.
Absolutely.
And then once they move on to college, and then if Coach K works with them, is that okay? It's not only just knowing yourself, but how can you go ahead and continue to get better in the future by doing what we need to do today? So that's awesome.
And one of the things I tell my guys is that high school, you're considered a boy. Because mm-hmm. athletics, there is boys basketball. When you come to college, it's men's basketball. Mm-hmm. And when they come here, now they have to understand that some of the things that you're going to be asked to do and expected to do, you may have been able to okay do it in high school, but now you have to do it completely. And that's something that they have to strive for, and we have to strive for, to get them where they need to be.
And it's not because things in high school are just going to be rather easy.
No.
Yeah. Not necessarily. But it's just that the transition of that.
Yeah, it's like the difference between finding is driving and not driving. Mm-hmm. There's a certain age you have to be in order to get a driver's license to drive. Well, you know, you can drive certain things on your own personal land, but you can't get on the street and drive until you're at a certain stage. And that's what you have to understand, is that there's certain rules and regulations that you have. And things are tougher for men and women than there are for boys and girls. Mm-hmm. The rules change.
Yep.
And that's what they have to understand when they get into college, is those rules change, and they're responsible, and hopefully having people like Coach K in their lives has given them a foundation where they can go and handle the new things of life that college brings to them.
Precisely.
Sure.
So,
well, you hit it right on the nail. One of the biggest things that I have to do a better job of doing is making sure that transition is very apparent to all the high school girls that I coach. Mm-hmm. A lot of them the ones that I've graduated into, them going into college and playing soccer, they're now starting to realize the importance of that transition. Most of them have just started their seasons within the past few weeks. And a lot of them are coming back to me saying, oh, look, like, this is a lot different. There's a lot of sequences that they didn't recognize or didn't realize they would have to go through for them to be at the stage that they're at. And they're very appreciative of the steps that they've taken in the past. And now it's up to us going forward for my generation, or for these kids this year, to, you know, go through the steps as well. And it's very important that they understand that transition that Coach D did mention.
Welcome to life, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. And it's interesting. I think you guys mentioned the word stress about 4 or 5 times overall earlier. And obviously, being a student athlete, that's going to be part of that. And yes, there are other stressors that's coming outside from the athletic realm, but it's possible as well that as an athlete themselves, being students, too, is that there will be stressors that will be involved with that. And it's great to hear, and it's refreshing to hear on your end that this would be a good outlet for them. Express all of those stress, and then let's channel it in a more constructive and productive way here.
Sure.
So, all right, good stuff. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What is the most overlooked part of your training in helping student athletes succeed as much as possible in whatever aspect of life? I know we kind of talked about certain things, but can you identify that, you know what, this is with you, Coach D, once you go ahead and recruit younger kids in order to go ahead and join your program, what is it that you're seeing that's lacking? And then Coach K, on your end, What is it that you're seeing that I wish the younger kids, before mm-hmm. they reach to your level, I wish that this is something that can be developed a little bit further, or anything for that matter?
One of the things that I've found in coaching in community college or junior college is that there are usually three types of students that end up at a community college to play basketball, at least in my realm.
Okay.
They're ones who are academically missing something. It could have been the SAT score, the ACT score wasn't where they wanted it. There are also some who find themselves in the classroom not getting the grade or the GPA that they wanted, because a lot of young people, especially I know in basketball, their first 2 years of high school are disastrous, because that transfer from middle school to high school is not easy for them. And then they find themselves in their junior and senior year trying to make up for lost time. Mm-hmm. And some do. And some will carry a 3.0, especially in their senior year. But they've done so poorly, or just made it through in their first 2 years, when they get done with their senior year, they had a 2.2 GPA coming out of high school, 2.3, maybe a 2.4. Well, those GPAs are not going to get them to that quote-unquote Division I level of basketball that they want to be in, especially if they don't get the SAT or the ACT or Division II level. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get them there. So they hope that by coming to a community college, they can reestablish their chances of doing it. And a lot do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot do. Then there's the athletic part. Some people who come there, I've had guys who I've coached who didn't play one day of high school basketball, but left the program that I was with and played on scholarship at a four-year school. Now, people would say, well, wait a minute, you didn't play 1 minute in high school. How did that happen? Well, because they wanted to learn. They did what they needed to do, put in the time, the effort, did the academic part, and was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things. And then the third one is a combination of both.
Okay, cool.
So I'm gonna speak on my high school kids.
Okay.
And then I'll revert to my younger ones. As far as high school is concerned, you have to realize that once you come to tryouts and once I accept my team, I have to realize that there are a number of kids that have played different styles of soccer, different aspects of soccer from different coaches. So one of the biggest challenges from a coach's perspective is making sure that you are able to hone in and kind of regulate the bad technique or the back technical aspects and try to bring them together so that we are cohesive by the end of the season. It tends to be a little bit challenging because from what I've experienced in the past, there's been a huge disconnect in the educational portion of soccer. A lot of our generation this year, or this generation, I think is starting to gather itself together and focus more on the technical aspect of soccer, more so just what you would call kick and run,
mm-hmm.
Which was very known within the culture of soccer within here. So just being able to recognize that and being able to just stand firm in your beliefs and my philosophy to make sure that everyone is running on the same page and that everyone is, you know, moving forward as a group. And as far as my young kids, I've actually been fortunate to have the same group of kids for about 3 years. Same thing. Most of the kids came from different clubs and different areas, and having them come together as one group and making sure that they're all teaching this, being taught the same correct way under the guidelines of USSF and among the other soccer bodies around the United States. It's very important that these girls know proper technique and proper philosophies at an early age so that they can go into the college realm and be successful going forward.
And that's what we hope happens on our end, is that people like Coach K, what he's teaching, will translate to what we want. Mm-hmm. And basically there's nothing different in college and the level he's on, because mm-hmm. the sport's a sport. There's certain things basics that you need to know and mm-hmm. drills you need to do that will help you to be successful. The ability to reach the young people, to get them to do what you need them to do, is important, because like he said, they're people who come to him from different coaches. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that happens with me in basketball. I don't go to one school and get all my players. So I have people from North Carolina. I have people from Columbia. I have people from Prince George's County. I've got people from Washington, D.C. And all these people have different coaches with different philosophies. Well, now they have to buy into my philosophy. Some can do it, some can't, but it's my job to be able to hopefully get the best out of all of them.
And that's what it is, of creating that culture of what you want to go ahead and establish in your respective organizations. And then at the same time, yeah, that's the discipline to be able to do things correctly.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's funny. My question was something that's overlooked. And yet, that's something that you guys emphasize. And it's just interesting that that's how important things are. And sure. That's the power of repetition. And hopefully, whatever you're repeating is the correct way.
Yes, absolutely. And if I could add on.
Go ahead.
Guided discovery. That's one of the biggest things that I have taken a little bit more seriously. Essentially, what that means is setting up the kids to fail so that they understand what they can do better for the future. And that's one of the few things that I wish more coaches did within their curriculum, just because of the fact that if these kids are being babied through constant like talking through the coaches, the kids are never going to learn. They have to be able to break things for them to experience and learn what we're trying to get them to do.
Embrace failure, not to set them up for failure, but to be able to build character and to be able to build
We probably summed it up when you said build character, because if you build a person's character to be a strength, they're able to handle multiple types of situations.
Absolutely.
And that will allow them to be able to succeed when times get tough.
Yes.
Because they need that. Everybody's, from the coaches on down to the manager of the team, there are going to be days that are not going to be the best days.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you deal with that? How do you have that so it doesn't affect anybody else? And how do you do it so it doesn't affect you?
Yep.
So, yeah, and that comes with character.
Character, to be able to build resilience, to be able to have that grit. Because, I mean, sports is hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And the key word here is compete. So you're competing with somebody else, so possibly the same skill level, or majority would be better than you. And that's the thing. How you develop these skills to be able to be at par with somebody that's just more gifted than you.
Sure.
And if you're gifted, then might as well have those technical discipline to be able to be as effective and as efficient. And again, just going back to what you mentioned earlier, Koji, is just how are you going to be better today so that that will set you up for the future?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for that. So I know I mentioned that student athletes is a whole human being, and then I'm glad that you've focused like regarding the academic work there. And that's what it is. Student athlete, student comes first. But obviously, there's a physical side of being an athlete. So I'm sure dealing with injuries is one of the things that you guys work with, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. So when it comes to prevention of that, and hopefully that's more of the focus, not just, okay, you got injured. All right, now you go ahead and get treatment. Well, what do you guys do in order to make sure to prevent injuries from happening as much as you can?
Well, the first thing is you want a young man or a young woman, if you're coaching a young woman, to do the things the right way. You know, we're happy to have a strength and conditioning coach here, a guy named Mike Kiley, who's excellent. And he teaches them the forms on how to do weights and different sort of things that will help to strengthen their bodies. For my part, it's drills and things to help to do that, that don't put them in the position where they're doing something wrong that can hurt them. And that's what's very, very important. Things have to be monitored, and they have to be taught so that they can do those things when we're not there. Because it's what you do when you're not in the gym during practice that will make you better, because every day you're not working, your opponent is.
Yep.
Absolutely. I have to wholeheartedly agree. It's more important for the education of the coaches as well, so that they transfer that information to the kids. So I only coach girls. And as far
I'm
as
not I'm not going to say only, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going to say only.
Oh, okay.
All
right, fair enough.
All right, go ahead.
One of the biggest misconceptions that girls perceive is the fact that if they go into the gym or they go into a weightlifting room, they get big and bulky. And the fact of the matter is that's simply not true, unless you decide to take that route. But it's very important for girls especially to know that, especially if you want to play and compete after high school, it's very important that, you know, the weightlifting room is to be a part of your regimen, so that you prepare your body for those hard times when you get on the field and you're going constantly three or four times a week at a high rate. it's also just important to be aware of why it's important to know the different things that you can do to prepare yourself for less injury throughout the course of your career.
Okay. And I know we're all men here, but at least I just want to share to our listeners, for women or for females to be big and bulky because of muscle, on my end, I wouldn't consider that as any negative, but more of a positive.
True.
And hopefully, and that's where the education piece will go ahead and come in.
Absolutely.
That, of course, how we view ourselves, but if that's part of the sport, then that's completely fine. I remember one of the articles that I saw from before. She's a Pakistani cricket player, and she's being approached by all of these endorsement deals so that she would have lighter skin, take care of whatever body hair that women will have. And she said, nope, I'm not all for that. I'm not any of that.
Yep.
I am who I am, and I want to promote more of being able to compete and not the superficial stuff, according to her. So I just want to go ahead and reach out to our listeners that, yeah, hopefully we go beyond that.
Absolutely. So. And Howard County is honestly a hotbed for girls soccer. We are seeing a lot more physicality out of the girls. We're seeing a lot more girls going into D1, D2 institutions based off of their soccer resume. And most of these kids don't just play high school. They play club. They play competitively the year round. So keeping that momentum. And truth be told, girls are prone to more injury, especially when it comes to ACL tears and just hip injuries when it comes to playing on the turf. So just like I said, being aware and just making sure that you're preparing yourself for those injuries by strengthening, making sure that you are self-conscious of what you're doing so that you minimize those injuries throughout the year.
And that's what it is with the respective sports. Basketball, there are certain injuries that we have to look into, soccer or whatever their respective sport. But just going back to what Coach D identified earlier, you have a strength and conditioning coach, you said?
Sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you guys as coaches, is that you become aware and be familiar as much as you can. But if we need to go ahead and share to others regarding other respective expertise, and actually that will go to my question. I know you kind of touched base already regarding that and how you work well with your athletic coach. But do you guys work with other medical professionals? I mean, obviously, us for physical therapists. How much are you guys engaged with that and athletic trainers and so on and so forth?
We have an athletic trainer here, Tim Happel, who is fabulous. I like to say he's a godsend. He doesn't come on the court and coach my team. I don't go into the training room and tell him what happens with my athletes. If something's going on with my athletes, I turn it over to him, and he advises me on what to do. One thing about, I know basketball per se, is that a young man hears a basketball bouncing, and they could have their Achilles almost tore off, and they want to go out there and play. And they say, well, no, it'll take you 2 more weeks. Well, if it's 2 more weeks, if I've got to lock them out of the gym, then that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Because it's very important that they follow the directions of people like Tim that's telling them, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I rely on him. If we're going to win a championship, which I plan on us doing, it's going to be because of what he does, what we do, and what the student athletes do. And all of it is a great team.
As the cliche goes, is that you have to find ways to protect them from themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely. So Long Reach High School has been fortunate enough to have Katie Major as our athletic trainer. She represents Pivot Physical Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And she is tasked at taking care of not just us, but the entire regiment of sports at Long Reach. She does an excellent job of educating myself as much as the kids, so that they are aware of things that they should be looking out for so that they can prevent as much injury as possible. And I also look to her for a ton of information in regards to just basic information and what we can do to like help the longevity of a player. Last year, I had up to 6 injured players throughout the season, and it was a tough season for us. We fared well, but it was a tough season for us. And she was a big person that I looked to see what we could do to, you know, expedite their recovery. Just a very important piece of the whole sports realm.
Mm-hmm. And so we circle back, as I again introduce what this podcast is, collaboration mindset for health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And here you guys are identifying that, hey, it's just not me, it's everybody else.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it
definitely takes a team to go at it. And again, as cliche as it sounds, it does take a team.
Sure.
To make it happen. All right. Okay. Well, Coach D, Coach K, any last thoughts here as we go ahead and wrap this podcast up?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for inviting me for this opportunity. It's not every day where you get to hear from local people about what's going on within the sports realm. If I could just give advice to everyone that's listening, just make sure that we are educating one another. Make sure that we are just going and doing the best stuff that we can do as far as sports is concerned. Thank you so much.
I agree completely what Coach K said. I want to thank you for having me here today and let folks know that Howard Community College is a wonderful institution. And they're from the athletics to theater to nursing to all the other things that are offered here at this institution that can help you live your dreams.
And like all the other podcasts that we have here aside from this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You can't wait to get invited there. Hopefully they have better food than you have.
Well, I appreciate what you guys have just shared there, but it's us here, and this is what makes our programs, the podcasts that we have here. So we have awesome guests that take their day and time to be here in order to share their expertise, their experience, and hopefully, again, to all of the listeners out there, that they gain something substantial from this and just continue to get better every day.
Sure.
In one shape or form. So if you guys have any questions, call us at 443-979-7171 or go to our website, that is aaaphysicaltherapy.com. And next podcast, we will still continue to work in the sport world as we will have martial arts instructors be as our guests for our podcast then. So stay tuned. Thank you, everyone.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.